Hey, plotters. This is a special December treat for you guys. We have just completed our episode about Santa Claus Conquers the Martians from 1964, and we hope you thoroughly enjoyed our rantings and ravings about this fine film. And we have brought to you the person who suggested the film for this podcast, my brother Abraham.
Hello.
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
I like to read. I do role-playing games, Dungeons & Dragons most of this month when I have the most experience in. And I cook with a sister for grandma when we can.
Mm-hmm. Maybe your age?
42.
A little bit about your history with the film. How did you find Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
Mystery Science Theater 3000 is where I first saw it.
Okay. And then you found it on DVD later?
Yeah. I have it, but unfortunately it's kind of stuck on my end.
But it's also public. It's fair use, so you can find it on Amazon Prime or YouTube. Let's see. Oh, so Abraham's my older brother. He's been my brother my whole life.
Yeah.
He has Asperger's.
Yeah.
Which is just something interesting about you.
Yeah. Asperger's is high-functioning autism, just so you know.
That's true. And it lends itself to a number of different things about you, that some of them being super fantastic. And one of the things that you love so much is Christmas.
Yeah.
And would it be fair to say this is one of your favorite movies?
Yeah. I also like giving gifts, but Naomi knows that.
For sure. If you know you're on Abe's good list if he's giving you presents. So I wrote down a few questions, but is there anything you want to share about the film before we start?
No, it slips my mind. Important for me. Very relevant information, I'm afraid.
Well, that's okay. I've got some questions. And our listeners have probably just listened to a lot of us ranting about the entire plot of the film. So they're familiar, or they just are interested in hearing you talk about your experience with the film. And so I have some leading questions that I think maybe will help us conversate for just a few minutes.
All right.
My first question is, which character in this film do you relate to most?
Droppo.
Yeah, Droppo. So the jolly, tell us a bit about Droppo.
He's the misfit Martian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of goofy.
Yeah, as I understand it, he becomes the new Santa Claus.
Yeah, but he's like,
Mars.
Yeah, he's like the Martian Santa, though.
Yeah.
Do you think, what makes you think that he's particularly fit for this position?
His jolliness.
Yeah. And how do you identify with him? Is it because you're jolly?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Oh, and you're gift-giving, right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's about it, I'm afraid.
Well, he likes to eat, too. I don't think you're afraid of that at all.
No, but there's certain things I won't eat, but that's true for anybody.
That's true. Some aversions come with autism, too.
That in fact, and I lost most of my sense of taste and smell when I was younger child, because of sinus infections.
Yes, and you're more about texture with foods, too, right?
Yeah.
I have a second question, and it's related to that answer. How do you feel about pills as a main food source for the Martians? And also, what innovations do you predict in the future for food, maybe in a Martian context or an earthly context?
So on pills. I don't do drugs, and it smacks too much of drugs for my taste.
The pills as food smacks as drugs.
Yeah.
So even if you were offered a Diet Coke pill, you'd be like, maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, what's the future of food then?
Probably different flavors. There's maybe a little bit of nanotech to change flavors and textures, maybe.
Oh, that could be fun. Do you think the replicators of the
Star Trek Next Generation?
Yeah. Do you think nanobots have something to do with that?
Either that or transporter technology.
Yeah, that's cool. The synthetic food thing is interesting with the replicators.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a scenario. The children of Earth, this is my third question. The children of Earth have suddenly become unfathomably sad, and Santa is missing, right? Maybe he's on Mars, maybe.
Yeah.
What's our plan? What are we going to do?
Well, if we can, we ask his elves where he was.
Uh-huh.
Then we go find him.
Okay, and do we just steal him back, or what do we do?
Well, it depends whether he was kidnapped or not. If he was kidnapped, it'll be a rescue mission.
See, they kidnap him at the top of this film, but then it's like fine after they make friends with the king of the Martians.
It depends whether or not they have a substitute on Earth or on Mars, as the case may be.
Oh, so maybe we get like our own earthly Droppo to be a placeholder?
Maybe a second command could take his place temporarily until we find him.
No, I volunteer you for that job. Okay. My fourth question, and this is my final question, and maybe we'll talk a little bit after this, but why is Santa always getting kidnapped or otherwise taken in Christmas films? Why is Santa always missing in action?
I don't know. Plot points, mostly, I guess.
Like, sometimes he dies, sometimes he's kidnapped.
Depends what movie. Yeah. in the Santa Claus starring Tim Allen.
Uh-huh.
Death is accidental, uh-huh. but his killer becomes his replacement.
And
sometimes he just retires.
Accidental manslaughter gets you a job as Santa?
Depends whether or not he hands you a card or not, explaining it.
That makes sense. What are other movies that Santa goes missing in? Ernest Saves Christmas?
That and Santa Who.
What's Santa Who?
It's a movie starring Leslie Nielsen in which Santa gets amnesia.
Oh, and does Leslie Nielsen step in for him?
Leslie Nielsen is the original Santa.
Oh, then who steps in for Leslie Nielsen?
Oh, he just loses his memory. He gets it back before Christmas.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah,
okay.
Even then, I think it's through a blow to head or something like that.
Yeah, I was listening to a Sawbones episode about that, and the whole blow to the head thing, it was believed in France a number of centuries, I think, ago, and it just never left us, but it doesn't actually work. If you lose your memory, brother, I'm not clocking you in the head to get your memory back.
Yeah, that would just cause me brain damage, I think.
I think you're absolutely right. What are some other movies that our listeners might be interested in for this Christmas season?
Well, I know Adam's Family is on a DVD.
Oh, is it a Christmas film?
No, but it might be something I might be interested in. Oh, but there is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Definitely a Christmas/Halloween film, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
That sounds really good. Are there any Christmas movies that maybe don't... For example, a lot of our listeners like Die Hard, which is an action film, but it takes place in at Christmas time. So lots of people consider it a Christmas film.
I don't remember seeing it, so I couldn't say for sure.
Yes, but I'm thinking of if you have any other films that are not traditionally thought of as Christmas films, but definitely are.
Rise of the Guardians.
Rise of the Guardians is fantastic. So that's about Santa Claus and snow.
Yeah.
We watched that the other night. It was really good.
Yeah.
What else could we think of as a Christmas film?
Well, I wouldn't recommend this, but Silent Night, Deadly Night. It's a Christmas horror film.
Oh, yeah. I have some friends who would definitely get into that. I could imagine watching that one. What's a movie you've watched recently that you've enjoyed?
Oh, The Grinch.
Oh, The Grinch is definitely a Christmas film.
Yeah, I saw both the live action and the animated version.
So Jim Carrey and the Benedict Cumberbatch versions.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is superior at this point?
The special.
Special being the...
The Grinch is still a Christmas special.
Oh, like the traditional one. You're a mean one. Mr. Grinch, that one?
Yeah.
Classic. What are your feelings about... The Charlie Brown Christmas.
Good special.
Yeah? They moved it off of TV this year.
Yeah, but it's on Disney Plus.
Okay, definitely worth checking
and
out.
And is the Peanuts Thanksgiving special.
As is the Peanuts Thanksgiving special?
Yeah, it might be another Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's cool. Very cool. I like that a lot. What kind of podcasts do you listen to lately?
I like Tom and Drew's Magic Item Review.
Mm-hmm. They talk about D&D items, right?
Yeah. Wait, don't tell me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We listen to that on Saturdays or Sundays when we get together. Yeah, what's on your library card right now?
Well, right now I'm currently reading TV pilots as that were never made.
Oh yeah, name one? What's a TV pilot that was never made?
Well, they had several pilot as that were never made about the Muppet Show. Oh, that were made before a special TV series that was made in England, Britain.
Huh? Oh, the Muppets in England?
Yeah, that's where they originally made the Muppet Show series.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was definitely a New York thing because of Sesame Street and all.
No, they couldn't get the variety show version and made it in America, so they made it in Britain.
Oh, well, that's interesting. One of my favorite episodes of The Muppet Show is the Paul Simon episode.
Hmm.
Which one's your favorite?
I like the Vincent Price one myself.
Oh, definitely. Vincent Price. He is pure. I love Vincent Price.
Yeah, he was a cookbook author.
Yes. What was the name of that book that he did? It was like... On the Price with Vincent Price or something like that. It was like a budget cookbook.
No, I know it's a cookbook. I don't know if it's budget or not, though.
Yeah, he was a play on words on his last name.
Yeah, I haven't read it, so I wouldn't know. I just know he's a cookbook author.
I think I saw it on Reddit. It was pretty cool. Oh, what's your... Now, I know we're at the top of the gift-giving season, but what's your favorite gift that you've given so far?
That would be cat treats I just gave Grandma today.
Oh, fantastic. I know that you love Grandma a whole lot.
Yeah, Whiskas.
Whiskas cat treats? Well, I'm sure Zach, the cat. Loves that.
Yeah, I had three, so I kept one for myself. I gave one to Mom in addition to Grandma.
Oh, so you're going to give them to Benny? Benny is Abraham's cat.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very nice. For a second, I thought maybe you were feeding yourself cat treats, but you're giving them to people to give to their kittens.
Yeah.
Well, you have my permission to give Pitch Kitten some cat treats if you'd like to.
Okay.
What are some other things that you're looking forward to this holiday season?
Well, I kind of like the idea of wrapping presents.
I would love to help you do that. I know I've got a stack of presents around here for Mom from you.
Yeah, books I got for her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Four of them. Kind of big ones, but they're there.
Yeah, they look very fancy, I must say.
Yeah. put them in Naomi's room because that was the easiest place I could think to hide them.
That's true. That's true. It's a good place to hide them.
I also got something for Lucas, which is in my room, but I'm not telling you what it is.
You're not telling me what it is?
No, I'm not telling the audience at home.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that'll
be... Yeah, that's in case Lucas listens to this.
Oh, yes, on occasion. I think so. Maybe. He's 13, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, so it's better that he doesn't listen, doesn't know, what his present, Christmas present is for me.
Well, and this episode isn't going to come out till quite late in December. So this part of this episode isn't going to come out till late December. So I think you'd be safe if you wanted to share, but it's also perfectly fine to not share.
Okay, it's a child's science kit.
Ooh, that could be fun. I used to love pouring things together and trying to create mustard gas in the bathroom. I don't advise it, but it was fun in the day. What, is there anything else we should let the listening audience know?
I can't think of anything myself.
Yeah? I have one last question. How do you feel about the theme song of this film?
Pretty interesting.
The Hooray for Santa Claus?
Yeah, like you said, pretty interesting, yeah.
S-A-N-T-A-C-L-A-U-S?
Yeah.
Hooray for Santa Claus?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, those are the end of my questions, unless there's something else that you wanted to share.
Maybe next Christmas you could do the Santa Claus the movie.
Which Santa Claus the movie?
Oh, the one titled Santa Claus the movie.
Oh, who's in that?
I don't know, but I got the DVD.
It's
Dudley Moore, yeah. Yeah, it's Dudley Moore in it, yeah.
Dudley Moore?
Yeah, it's one of the actors in that film.
I believe you.
He doesn't play the part of Santa, but he's there. He plays the part of one of the elves.
Oh, okay. But it's not about throwing Santa off of a roof and getting
No. He's the protagonist in this film. He's right. He nothing nasty that really happens to him in the movie.
Okay. Well, we'll see what 12 months brings us to. But I really appreciate you being on the show.
No problem.
So from us at Shocked and Applaud, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Agreed.
Or whatever holidays you celebrate this season.
Yeah.
We appreciate you a great deal, and we hope to catch you in the year 2020.
2021.
2021. You're absolutely right. This year has killed my brain, brother. I'm so sorry. We hope to catch you in the year 2021.
Yeah. We're currently in the year 2020.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And we don't have to be here much longer, so that's just fine by me. How about you?
Yeah.
All right.
And hopefully the stupid virus will end soon.
I would love it. The vaccine's coming. You're going to have to get a shot, but hey, the vaccine.
Yeah.
You down?
Yeah.
Me too. Okay, from us at Shocked and Applaud to you and yours, thanks for being with us.
Bye.
Bye.